How y'all feel about Ghana album?
Love it.
Love it.
I
love Ghana.
What's y'all favorite song on it?
The song with Young Blue and Chris Brown.
That's what I was gonna say. I can't think of the name of it.
Yeah, I can't think of it either, but it's definitely on repeat.
I'm
definitely
terrible with names, but you know, my kids got me on Gun, and that's so crazy. But my kids, husband, my kids, they ghetto. I swear. I'm in the car, I'm like, ooh, baby, I like this song. He's like, yeah, Gun, a new album, cool. And Aiden, like, yeah, Push the Peas. I'm like, okay.
I don't know anything.
I just know I like the album. It's actually a good album.
Do you not listen to a lot of rap?
I do and don't. Like, okay. My go-to is not rap. But if I'm in your car with you and I hear something I like, I'm going to download my
Yeah, that's me too. Yeah, I don't really listen to too much rap. I'm actually like a very R&B type of person. So, yeah. I get you when you say that.
I'm normally an R&B. Everybody been talking about, like, your music lately. I said, look, I've been turned up and I've been getting my bag. Like, and I'm trying to relate. You feel me?
Nah, I like that.
You know, it's levels. It's okay to be a trap bitch. I feel like, for me, stuff get on the radio, it be redundant and it's annoying. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm tired of hearing that same song over and over again. So I'm like, I'm just gonna put on my little Spotify or Pandora. Somebody got on me like, you still listen to Pandora and do. Yeah.
I do sometimes.
Them Music Soul Child, shout out to his channel. We have me lit every day.
I don't see y'all got a good channel. Erykah Badu. That's my favorite channel.
I don't skip a thing.
Her has a good channel too.
I can believe her.
It's a mixture. It's not all just like her new songs or just her. It's like NDIRE has been on there. Erykah Badu has been on there. Mm-hmm. So it's
super grimly, y'all. He'd get in my car. He'd be like, "Mama, play Super Gremlin." And he'd be like, "And I want it loud, Mama." I'd be like,
"Turn it up, turn it up."
They want it loud, baby. Like,
hey, girl,
they better quit playing.
Are y'all kidding? My son is a gamer. I'm gonna show y'all this video, girl. I bought him a speaker, a nice little speaker for his room for Christmas. Why do we do that? He'd be up at 11, 12 o'clock at night on the weekend. Bumping, girl. He was on the phone with his friend while he playing the game, talking to people. He like, y'all listen to this song. So you know the little supersonic song. This bitch. So when it came to the chorus, this bitch, he said, got me paying her rent. I'm like, Aiden, turn that shit off. What you know about this? Put on the YouTube dude.
Who rent he paying? Cause he felt that shit.
He telling his friends, y'all look, this bitch. I said, this whole. Yeah.
How old is he?
He's 9.
Oh, yeah. That's the I was cussing like a sailor at night. You know when I say every sentence was just riddled with cuss words.
Our kids are for sure cussing. Because Carter is
he's
like,
definitely cussing.
I was like, I hit Carter with a Nerf bullet, y'all. We was like doing like little Nerf gun shit in the house. I came up and surprised him. He said, oh, shit. I was like, what?
It was just natural.
It's natural. They said
it's like vocabulary around their friends because
exactly
they don't be
But you know what? I be a little proud when they use it correctly. Like when I'm like, yeah. He ain't out here just, you stupid fucktard. You know, that shit makes sense and you feel it. I'm like, oh, you good.
Yeah, Zion's favorite thing. My favorite thing to say is like, what the fuck? So Zion would say, what the fuck, at the correct time when you supposed to say, what the fuck? I'm like, but you can't say that. You need to find a different word to use besides fuck. Fuck is such a bad word.
Yeah. It's hard. Such a good
acronym, though. Like, I love fuck, motherfucker.
It's versatile.
Yeah. It is, and it'd be good and bad. It'd be like, damn, what the fuck?
you can use what the fuck for so many things.
Fuck,
fuck you. Fuck. Get the fuck out of here. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, my boys, they a little off. Like, I don't play when it comes to, like, bullying or people picking on them. Even amongst themselves, like, my son be like, Aiden said this. I said, well, tell him that's why he went to bed till he was 3. And then he'll go back and be like, yeah, that's why you went to bed. Aiden be like, well, that's why you didn't brush your teeth. And I'm like, and then hit him with this. Yeah,
but I'm
on both of their teams. Like, so Aiden come and say something to me and be like, yeah, that's why you smell like pee. Yeah, go get on them. Like, they were telling me something happened at school and this little boy had said something to him and I'd be like your mama. Like, yeah, your mama. Yeah, your breath think your mama breath.
It's always
offended by your mama. I thought like, your mama, me as a grown up, I said fuck about that girl, I was talking about your kids. Like,
you are so I love it. Well, this is our first episode in a very, very long time.
First episode of the new year.
Happy New Year. But I am Robin. Don't DM me. I'm Fertile. The hostess with the mostest.
Hey, I'm just Miss Jazz.
I'm Fly Mama Mia. And today we have a special guest by the name of Miss
Raven.
Just Raven. I like your name.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I'm glad my mama chose it because that wasn't the contender. It was going to be Olivia at first, but we had problems
about
telling niggas my name is Olivia.
Olivia is a cute name.
Olivia is cute, but Olivia, Raven definitely is.
It was cute in the 80s.
Olivia gives me very much so boss bitch, sophisticated. Like, Olivia is giving me very much so black.
If my name had to be Olivia Pope, and I'd be cool with that. But if it wasn't that, then I'm
what do you mean, Olivia?
Yeah, like if that name be Olivia Pope, like Scandal, like she get it done, then I'll be cool with that. But just Olivia right now.
With a random last name.
Yeah. My friend's daughter named Linda, and I was like, Linda.
Look at me, face. Is it nasty?
No, I was looking at your face. But this is like giving me very much so cinnamon. Shout out to Jasmine making us drinks this morning.
You make sure y'all watch our videos on our pages because we got a little video of her making a drink. Shout out to our bartender.
Captain Smash.
Yes, come on. She helped me decide. I struggle with this.
I'm glad that she was able to get help. That's a good thing. So, Raven, tell us a little bit about you.
Okay, you know how job interviews ask you, like, tell me about yourself. Like, do you want to know the good things about me? Like, what is it that we want to talk about? Okay. So I'm Raven.
How many kids do you have, Raven?
I have 2 children.
Okay. Do you want any more?
No more.
She finished the question.
But you know, my kid, I had traumatic birth experiences. Mm-hmm. So them niggas with me for life. We good. We here. So I'm okay with not having no more experiences with no other kids out of my body. But I would love to adopt. I feel like I'm very nurturing. I do love children. But just me personally, no. I'm married. Recently married. Hasn't even been a year yet.
Oh, you a newlywed.
Yeah, but we've been together for so long. You know, common law. Question. Okay, ask me something else. That's me.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about your photo booth, because you do have a photo booth business. Actually, this is the first time I actually met you was at the event that Nee was a vendor at. I can't remember what's the name of the, it's like a...
She did that.
And we follow each other on social media, but I don't think we actually ever met in person.
No, but we are very active on social media.
Right, we talk to each other all day.
Like y'all know each other.
Like we know each other on social media. So when I seen, I'm like, oh my God.
Like, hey, bitch.
Hey, girl, we're friends. What's up? So yeah, it was like one of those type of things. So, but I noticed you was doing your photo booth there.
Yeah, I have had this photo booth business for a year now. It's really cool. I really enjoy it. Just I enjoy meeting people. I enjoy going to their things. I enjoy people's enjoyment of having it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you know, like right now I'm trying to ease back in with everything that's going on in the world. But it's, you know, book me, Photo Drop Inc. on Instagram.
Photo Drop Inc., correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. So we're here for all of your events, your bachelorette parties, divorce parties. That's something new. Somebody actually booked me for March for a divorce party. Crazy. I was like, I'm coming for that.
Yes. I love it.
I mean, people, that's like a new thing. A new thing now. But I get it. Like, you know, some people, divorce could be very sad and traumatic, but sometimes it feels good to get out that bit. It's definitely a relief.
The lady's older. When she had emailed me, she was like, yeah, the lady's 53, and she's going through a divorce, and they throw her friend a party. And I'm like, girl, I'm coming at that young blood. She 53. I got my photo booth. What's up, sis? I got some niggas.
I've got some niggas.
Let me put you back in the game real quick. Come on.
What's up?
Let's warm up.
What's up?
I know a few people, you know. But we gonna see. But yeah, so that's my main thing, my photo booth. That's really not my main thing. That's something I'm doing part time. But I have so many other things I'm trying to get into this year. I'm trying out all the things that I'm put on my vision board or put in my journal. I want to at least try it. So
yeah,
I'm working on some other stuff soon.
Yeah, I love that. When it actually launched, you have to come back. Okay. So you was on this show on Netflix called, was it Marriage
or Mortgage?
Yeah, Marriage or Mortgage.
The show, you know, it was cool for what it was. I, you know, I it was cool. The people were really nice, but I feel like they did not do what I thought it was going to be. Like, the houses that we were shown, okay, it wasn't nothing that I would buy.
You know? Really?
So, yeah, so it was just difficult when you look at that. I like how they staged some of the houses, but specifically for us, we were just like, this ain't even anything we would ever look at, especially like when we sent in videos of houses we may have been interested in. Totally off. I didn't want anything older, something that people had already lived in. Mm-hmm. I wanted something newer, new build maybe. Even something that had been completely gutted maybe, but so we just decided to go with the wedding. But really, we should have been married a long time ago. It was me. I just was dragging my feet about it. And, you know, marriage is such a really, really big commitment. Having kids is, too.
Yeah.
But, you know, being married also is just something that you have to really choose to do for the rest of your life. So I was like, is this what we want to do, you know? But we decided we want to be together forever. So we here.
So how long y'all actually been together?
Oof, girl, 11 years.
Oh, wow. How old are you?
I'll be 30 in 3 months.
Oh, wow. Y'all been together all your 20s?
All my 20s.
Damn, that is a long time.
So what's the key to a good relationship? What do you feel like?
Boundaries. I feel like, honestly, communication is a really, really good thing, but having boundaries, I feel like he respects my boundaries. I've been through things in my past. I've been through some really traumatic things, and he understands it, and he respects it. And I feel like a lot of people feel like, oh, you should just do this, or you see Instagram, you see like these people have these great relationships. And it really is not that. It is really like he just respects who I am. So I just appreciate that. Like, he is more introverted than I am. And I'm not a person just like to sit at home at all. And he's cool. Like, go do your thing. I'm cool with not doing it. But I feel like that's really one of the biggest things, is respecting my boundaries, and I try to respect his as well.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
That's a different answer, because most people do say communication, compromise. Yeah,
I love the boundary.
Prayer. Baby, you hit us with something new today. I'm like, ooh.
Boundaries. Okay. I think boundaries are definitely important in relationships, in any relationship you in. But yeah, definitely.
Well, boundaries and communication tie into each other, because if you can't communicate what your boundary is to someone, someone's going to keep crossing it.
Yeah, that is
so
true.
So it's like those things go hand in hand. I feel like we have, he is the one that pulled that out of me. Like, sit down and let's talk about what's going on. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just like, I've never been that person. I like to get over stuff really quickly. So I just throw it in the back of my mind, but then that ugly shit roll back up. And I'm like, I never really got over this. I never talked about it.
Yeah.
Or something that he doesn't know that he's doing that affects me.
That's like being passive. I'm very passive, so. Sometimes it's something to be bothering me, but I can like push it to the side because I don't really like confrontation. Mm-hmm. So like, I definitely can see that being like an issue when you actually really definitely need to be communicate in a relationship. Like, that's very extremely important. So I love y'all wedding though.
Thank you.
I love the pictures.
Girl, so smart.
Did you feel like you got your dream wedding?
Absolutely not. Oh,
wow.
It was the worst day of my life and the best day.
That was bittersweet.
It was. Yeah. Antonio got into an accident.
Oh, wow. Day,
yes. He missed our, so we went with this, our plan was to go to a chapel to get married traditionally, because that's what my parents wanted, to be at a chapel. So that's where we were actually going to do our vows and everything together. And then go to the reception where all my friends and things would be. So I wanted like the actual ceremony to just be me and my mom, my dad, his mom, his dad. Sorry. But I got there on time in the limo and nobody else was there. And I was crying my eyes out because I'm calling him, like, where you at? He's like, we got into an accident. I'm on the way there. And we had a time stop we had to fill. So at the time slot, we missed it. And I'm calling the pastor, like, can we push it back? He's like, well, no. He's like, you're going to have to do it another day. I'm like, all of my family and friends are here. We're going to this reception as we are married, and we're not married. So we had to find someone to officiate us outside, at the just sitting outside just to do it. Girl, yes. $150. She was nice as hell. She was real cool, but it was just like, it took forever. Everybody else was trying to make pay $500. Then they were trying to like, let's do it tomorrow. And I'm just like, no, we went on this little website. This lady was like, I'm going to do it. And we did it. We got married legally on paper that day. But it was just like, ugh, it was so bad.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
That's something you'll never forget.
Yeah, you'll never forget.
And then I got COVID right after that, and I was in the hospital 2 days after.
Oh my God.
Yes, it was crazy.
Oh, I can't wait till y'all do this over, though. Y'all definitely gonna have
it. We're definitely gonna redo.
Yeah.
For sure.
Definitely.
I know. And he felt bad, because I had texted him, like, just in the moment, like, is this worth all of this? Should we be getting married today? And I was like, change my mind. Tell me, you know, what I need to hear. He did. And I was just like, you know what? Let's do this shit. Fuck all the stuff that happened. Because afterwards, the night was really great. But it was just like the getting to it. Even the day before, it was just like, ugh. This is just a lot.
It's just anxiety. Yeah. So, yeah.
And that's already a day that, like, I think brides are naturally like, stress. oh my god, I want everything, you know what I'm saying? Because that's, you know, because you know you're gonna remember it the rest of your life. Yeah. So yeah, but that's good.
I feel like me as a person, I downplay myself a lot. Like, I try not to get my hopes up. But I think that's like just a traumatic or a trigger response to things, because I feel like people didn't celebrate me the way I wanted to. So why can my hopes up for people to celebrate me because they haven't done it before, you know? So those are the things. But that specific day, I'm like, this is all about me. And the people are going to celebrate me. The things just were not happening. I'm just like, oh.
I can definitely understand that, because I would probably be passed out. I struggle with anxiety like over the past couple of days. I've been having a lot of anxiety only because I feel when people make me feel rushed or like I'm trying to do something and you keep calling me, I'm like, oh my god, let me be alone, like let me breathe. So I'm like one of them type of people. So I probably would have fainted. Cause that's what, like, when I have anxiety, like I have to catch my breath. Like,
girl,
oh,
I was
my god,
on makeup, toe up. Like, I'm glad I had, like, some tissues. I'm just like, damn, my mom was with me. My mom is generally supportive, but weddings just are not her thing. She's married, but she went to the courthouse and was, like, cool with it. But she just, like, this is not my thing. And, like, she didn't have any of the things that she needed that day, because she was so focused on getting everything that I needed done. She didn't get the things that she needed done. So she just, like, oh, I'm about to come here looking crazy at your wedding. And I felt so bad. And it was just like, oh, you about to send me off in this limo to go get married like this? And I didn't want that. Like, my parents, my stepmom and dad, they wanted that for me. I literally was like, Antonio, we gonna go to the chapel, the courthouse to get married. I got this cute ass dress that we can get married in, get you a nice little suit, even like a little collarless shirt, nothing fancy, and let's get married and have a party afterwards. That my stepmom was like, no, you need to go to the chapel, you need to have a limo, you need to have this, you need to have that. She paid for it. Like, she paid for all that. I'm like, I would have whatever you pay for. Yeah. And she did. And it just was not my vision. It just didn't work out the way I wanted, because it wasn't really the thing that
I love having. That courthouse out there.
Girl, I want to get married too. I feel like courthouse marriages last longer than like real I'm serious.
I love
if
that.
You think about it, like, my mom and my stepdad, they've been married together for, I'm 28. They've been married since I was 4, so 24 years. Before that, my mom and my dad got married at the courthouse, and then they had like a ceremony, like reception after, and they were married for 15 years. So my mom has been married like her entire life. I totally respect that. That's something I do, because I know what like my anxiety, and when things aren't going my way,
I'm fainting.
I turn up and I'm cussing everybody out. Yeah. And it's get the fuck out. Like, you ruin my day. Don't talk to me ever again in life. Like,
I'm kind of like that. I've been saying that for the longest. When I get married, I feel like I'm gonna go either get married at a courthouse, because people are going to drive me crazy, especially my mom. I just know her. She's gonna drive me crazy to the point where I'm like, fuck it. We're gonna fly to Vegas and we're gonna get married.
Yeah.
And we're gonna come back as a married couple. Like, that's something that I've been thinking about. Like, we just come back as a married couple, and then later
10 years or something, then have like a big wedding. Cause you know, I was watching somebody speak and they said people do it wrong. They spend all this money on this wedding and then the marriage don't last 3 years or something. Cause I heard somebody crying in a salon one time. She was like, no, we're gonna have to get the loan because it's another $20,000. But y'all don't even like own no property or that, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, who's about to go in debt getting a loan for a wedding for some people to come?
Most people do.
And
it
then
though.
And then
it's
y'all common. They were divorced less than a year after that.
Okay.
I would rather have like something small, intimate, have a big reception, a big ass party, and then 5 or 10 years after we done survived the struggle of, you know, the first few years
of marriage.
I agree. Ariana Grande had like a dinner. And then Cassie and her husband had like a They had like a very like intimate, where it was only like 25 people.
It should be.
That's
like,
how
I feel like it's okay for people to have a really big wedding. That, shout out to the people who do that and they're successful in their marriage. But you know, spending a lot of money and not knowing your spouse. You know, you can go to couples counseling, marriage counseling. You know, just to get certified or get the discount to be married. But it's like you don't really know that person. And then the fact that y'all are willing to go in debt
together.
Says a lot about perception, right? They care more so about the image of what others say.
Yeah.
And that's the thing about our generation. I feel like, let me say that, loosely because I feel like a lot of us are not getting married for that reason. I feel like we really just want substance. But a lot of people before us may have been getting married for the image purposes, yeah, for their family, exactly, and really not for the things that they wanted to do. And it shows.
They couldn't survive without it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Every time I think about like a woman couldn't have her own bank account till 75. My mama young as hell. You know what I'm saying? So it was literally like, if you don't have a husband, you're not going to have a bank account.
Yeah.
You're not going to have a roof over your head. You know what I'm saying? So now that's one thing I do love about being a millennial woman. We have options. And that's why it's also harder today, because men have to actually make us like them now.
Yeah.
Because now we're not getting with them out of need no more. Like, you have to make me like you. And if I don't like you, you got to get out my face. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
We got the rose now.
Yeah. I'm telling you, they're rose. Like, yeah. My husband, no.
We ain't settling no more. That rose up that standard.
For real, for real.
No, seriously.
This is that rose is really, I don't need a nigga. That's what they meant. Whoever made that did not need a nigga.
Y'all see the new ones? I want the new one where it's like
the little dead and the little purple.
Yeah.
I'm about to order. I'm about to order that. Like you eat.
Speaking of newlyweds, I gotta give a shout out to my girl Ty Lee with the curls. She went to Vegas a couple of weeks ago and got married.
Oh, I fucked with it. Yeah, that's my dream. Yeah, maybe one day.
Did she know she was getting married, or they just went on the spur of the moment?
They just went, just spur of the moment. They were already, he had already proposed to her like a couple months ago, or I think a month ago, and he just, they went to Vegas on a trip and just said, fuck it, we're going to do it.
I love that. Congratulations. I love that.
Shout out to the Thompsons.
Yes, Thompsons. I love that. Congratulations to them. So, did y'all hear about that hot sauce on a condom with Drake or something with the girl?
The Plan C shit.
He said, fuck. Yeah, he said Plan C.
Yeah, I saw that on Instagram.
Yeah, he definitely.
Is that real?
Yeah, allegedly he put the hot sauce in the condom after him and the girl had sex. And I guess the girl is trying to sue him because
she turkey basted it.
She tried to.
She's stupid as hell.
That's why he did. Cause why are people doing that?
He's not trying to fuck up like he was the first baby mama.
Okay.
And you know, I don't think Drake.
And that's
thirsty as fuck. Oh my god.
I'm sure he paid her. I'm sure these niggas be paying for pussy, so I'm sure he.
Drake definitely is a nigga that's paying for pussy.
Drake is a Scorpio.
He's definitely
a trick.
He's definitely tricking.
Baby,
get up the chest.
Listen, I wouldn't say nothing. Y'all just gonna see me pop out. Y'all gonna be like, damn, it seemed like she was just fucked up last week. Now look at her. She got this shit.
You know
what I mean? What the fuck? She's fucking with ounces? She don't flip 3 in 2 months.
It's
What's going on?
Get your bag by any means necessary, bitch.
You hear me? I've been slaving, girl.
Yeah.
I've just been working.
Slaving. Because I know little baby got some fire dick. He got to.
You see what that porn star said? She was like, I see why Jada's never left him. She said she a porn star and she ain't
Miss
never
London,
had
and good. She's good.
Yeah,
like,
she is.
I was
like,
don't watch porn or anything, but you know, like.
You know how
they
the videos
do. It be on Twitter. The videos do pop up.
And that's why I saw her ass.
Like, this is why she never dated a nigga like that. I'm too crazy. You, first of all, I really feel like niggas is gonna be unfaithful. Let's just say that. Okay? Not my nigga. But niggas really are going to be unfaithful, especially in that demographic. Like them rappers and shit, they see so much. Women just be throwing draws. They be at the hotel ready.
Yes.
I don't want my nigga to be like, come in. I want my nigga to be like, my wife gonna beat my ass. Like, cause you know I'm gonna beat his ass. So I'm too crazy for shit like that. Rappers don't think that. They ain't like, my wife be like, she never gonna never know. These hoes quiet. Me, I couldn't live that life. I would be in jail. I would be in a nigga trunk. I would be in a nigga ceiling, looking down from the ceiling fan at a nigga, because I know they on some bullshit.
Speaking of that, like, did y'all hear that clip where Herbo, like, has been cheating on Tiana?
They've been saying that.
But the reason why she kept that baby that she's pregnant with now is because, like, he was finna leave her. He was fucking off with a girl in Atlanta. So she decided to keep the baby.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I was wondering why she had that baby fast. Yeah.
Oh, I would never keep a baby for a nigga.
Me
that's,
either.
That's, I'm not going to be
that's
trapped.
That's T from Gossip in the City, and it's T from Your Face before IG. Mm. So that's confirmed.
Look, let me go find them pages. Because I don't be knowing nothing. I don't know, you live under a rock. But that's like, that makes sense. Because I was like, damn, she pregnant as hell out of nowhere.
Big as fuck. I'm like, damn, you just had the other baby. But that makes sense. She's not gonna leave him. Look at her mama.
Yeah, I'm a product of her mom.
She's definitely a product of her mom.
If I would have been in that situation, I mean, Just imagine being pregnant and you knowing your man cheating on you.
I don't understand.
Plan B right now.
But Plan B, you know, abort. People, abort the mission. Yeah, abort.
Yeah, no.
Abortions.
But you know what? I have we ain't friends anymore. I got a friend, an ex-friend who would go through shit with a nigga. People, what they would take, you would just be amazed all the shit that people would take in a relationship. Mm-hmm. Like, the shit that you wouldn't take, I can't judge somebody else because guess what? They are willing to take more. They're willing to fight through more. If I wish the fuck I would find out he in Atlanta, him and her would be dead in Atlanta. Okay.
Let's say rest in place. They find a rest in place.
Yeah. And me and my two kids is gonna, I know he make a lot of money. We're gonna have his social security and whatever else that he got. Yeah, no. Mm-mm. That's weird. I wouldn't stay with no nigga, especially he cheat on me about to leave me. Nigga, bye. I'm fine as fuck.
She is fine as fuck.
But she seems like more young and like naive. You know what I'm saying?
Well, she basically was with him when he was cheating on Ari. He was cheating on Ari with her. Yeah. So I don't understand why y'all think.
She knew what to expect.
So he was cheating on his first girlfriend. That's just karma.
So yeah. She knew what to expect. That's the same thing I was saying about like killing her position.
Right. Yeah. Which is sad though. Because that's what you feel like is cool. And I know, niggas with money different. I'm speaking to a nigga who was a regular nigga. A nigga in a different tax bracket. I could sit down and shut the fuck up, maybe. I might can.
I don't know. Like, if you deliberately disrespect me.
I feel like that's...
Like, you disrespect me to the point that I can get on a fucking gossip page.
And see your business. Like, I'm like, damn. Like, oh, yeah.
Nah,
I get that.
I know the back of his ears. Those are his fucking ears.
Back in
his ears.
I swear to God, I'll get an elbow and be like, yep, that's the ashy ass
so
elbow.
You disrespected me. So you didn't care because that person that you were dealing with didn't even care about your relationship.
That too. It'd be the...
So
yeah,
it's like,
that too.
Now
I get that.
Everybody got me fucked up.
And that,
everybody got that.
But I do think I can be quiet a little bit.
That's what I'm saying. I'm gonna stack my money up. See, you gonna come home and not get no pussy. That's the thing. Cause you out here.
You gotta act normal too, though. Yeah. I feel like
you gotta have Floyd fucking Mayweather money for me to just sit there in the house and be like, oh, babe, how was your day? After I know you done cheated on me, babe, what you want for dinner tonight? Like, if you got this little baby money, fuck you, nigga. What? You got me fucked up.
Well, what you think Beyonce and Jay-Z stay together for?
I
think
Beyonce beat his ass.
That's why Solange was comfortable to move his ass in the elevator.
Because she was like, we do this.
Beyonce moved the dress.
We beat niggas.
She didn't even do nothing. She didn't even do that. She just moved to the side like, get that nigga.
Okay, yeah, go.
Yeah, she said it like,
no, hit that bitch. Gonna fuck him up when I get home.
She whispering. Yes.
No, I definitely think Beyonce be beating Jay-Z ass.
Yeah, for sure.
Jay-Z is from Brooklyn. He deserve it.
Yeah, he definitely.
He's not right.
You and I feel like in some instances, I always say like I'm done hitting no niggas. Like my hitting no nigga days is over.
I've never.
But if
hit
I, ooh girl,
I have.
If I, man, listen, being there like his head is a damn ping pong ball, ping, 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 nigga, quit playing with me. Mm-hmm. Quit playing with me.
My nigga too. But I gotta make sure he's sleep for the night.
But you gotta tell all your
friends. I don't want that nigga falling. I'm in the bathtub like this nigga finna go to bed. I can't wait.
My beating niggas days is definitely over.
Yeah.
I tried ever since I had the twins. The last beating, it's been a couple years.
That'll do it because I know if I had a son out here and he was dealing with a girl and she was beating on him, I'd have to come see her.
Yeah, me too. No, for real.
I don't want him to whoop your ass, but you got him fucked up. Mm-hmm. So that's why I was like, oh, that is somebody's son. But why are you making me act like it? Because I'm not a fighter.
I'm not a fighter. I'm a lover.
The fact that you bringing that out of me, I gotta get away from you.
Yeah, I be thinking that.
Cause I don't.
You're a fighter.
We play five times. I had a nigga. He's a big nigga, girl, and I be having that nigga on the floor. I'm a fighter. I don't. I'm a conquering them all. But I have boys. I'm around boys, and I'm really not like a tomboy or anything. Mm-hmm. But I just been around them. We be wrestling and stuff.
Yeah, I wrestle with the boys. Mm-hmm. I always been like one of them people that you can like play fight. I love play fight.
But I be needing them to see me wrestle with their daddy just in case. Cause I'm like, yeah, he not girl. I had jumped over the counter one time playing with him. My son was like, dang, mom, I didn't know you could jump that high. I said, your daddy played too much.
Mm-hmm. That's what happens when you play with me.
Got him right in hell.
Have y'all ever took a Plan B?
Girl, you have plenty of peas. I have about 5 peas right now. Popping them like Tic Tac.
Yeah, I took Tic Tac. I actually took a Plan B pill before I got, like, during the course of me getting pregnant with the twins. Mm-hmm. I had took a plan. The twins' dad, we had sex. And then he texted me the next day and was like, can you take a Plan B? And I was like, yeah, I can. So I went and got the Plan B and I took it. But I was still pregnant.
That shit didn't work. Your kids are like, we destined to be here. That was God. God said you thought.
I learned quickly that it doesn't work if you're already ovulating. Because it works by keeping your egg from ovulating. And yeah, so if you have sex on the day you ovulate, like I did. And you take that Plan B, you're just wasting $50.
You just wasted $50.
So, I can never commend the girls for paying $50 when you can buy a Plan B on Amazon for $11.29.
They got Plan B on Amazon. What's the name of the brand?
It's different, but it's the same. My doctor put me up on game. My gynecologist, Dr. Carter.
Okay, good.
It's the same level, gen something. I was sent to y'all.
Yo, baby, put that in the group chat because I want to know.
Look, I wouldn't take no Plan B's now at the age that I'm at.
Why?
I just feel like I just don't. If I get pregnant, I get pregnant. And if I decide I don't have no baby in the middle at that point, guess what? I'm had it, motherfucker.
Like, are you on birth control?
I'm not on birth control. I feel like I am real strong. Real strong. So it ain't no slip up. It's been 6 years. Hasn't been a slip up yet.
Okay. We're going to knock on wood, but yeah. Mm-hmm. I actually took my Nuva Ring out, and I got to go to the doctor to get on some new birth control, but like.
I just don't like the way birth control like made my body feel. Like, my hormones are already been imbalanced, so it's like adding it.
No, it's called My Choice. I just sent it to a group message. Oh, it's $11.99. Okay. I just found it too. 21% off. It works. You see, purchase 2 times.
I'm about to fuck with it.
Last purchase, December 22nd.
I went to Walmart. Wait a minute. December what?
You can see her last purchase 2021.
Purchase 2 items. Last purchase.
That actually works.
It's called My Choice, you guys. It's on Amazon. Make sure y'all get that. But I took, that's hilarious. I mean, when I was in college, I used to pop Plan Bs. My ex-boyfriend in college, he found out about Plan Bs, and he was giving them to me like fucking, like, like my breath.
Vitamin in the morning.
He would legit take the condom off and be like, I'm about to nut you. I'm like, and me, being 2021, okay.
Because a Plan B lasts like 72 hours. Well, really, it lasts like, fun fact, it lasts for up to 5 days in your body. Mm. But it's best to take it within 24 hours, but you can take it up to like 72 hours.
But if you ovulate and that shit don't work, so.
And then it
download the Flow app.
Isn't it only effective twice a year or something like that?
Yeah, they said that, but when I was researching about Plan B, that's not true. They changed the ingredients to it. Okay, the ingredients back in 2011 when it comes to that.
So they added more baking soda.
Cool. Whatever they did, it's working.
So you can take it as many times as you want a year now?
Yep. And another false rumor is the fact that it affects your like weight. If you have a certain weight gain, you can't take Plan B. Yeah, that's absolutely false.
I didn't hear any of that. I just know every time I take Plan B, I knock my sock home. That's it. I just leave it.
Well, that's supposed to be, I think that's low-key a good thing, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know if it's supposed to be. I think it's the effects from
Plan B. Yeah, I definitely think.
Because the side effects of most Plan Bs are like bleeding between periods, nausea, you know. It's just, your periods may be irregular. I think I had one period that lasted like 9 days.
Oh, Lord. But you were thankful that you wasn't pregnant.
Shit.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll take them. Kid.
Yeah. I got two kids.
That alone makes me. You know what? That's how you know, like you were saying, people make decisions out of trauma. Because I think I didn't like the vulnerability that came with being pregnant and then postpartum. You know what I'm saying? And so that's why, and I had to catch myself because in my mind, because my situation was so toxic and traumatic, I'm like, why would a woman want to keep going through that? But then I think about it, what if they have a man that just worship the ground they walk on while they're pregnant?
Yeah.
And make
that
entire time period just beautiful and make it.
Oh, yeah,
like,
I believe
that. Okay, so that's why y'all keep doing it.
Yeah, I definitely believe that. Yeah, I think sometimes women definitely have men or have a very good pregnancy.
A village
where they keep getting pregnant because it feels like it's just a different experience, which I do commend women that go through that. But me, on the other hand, it's going to take a lot for me to get pregnant.
I'm just scared, though, honestly, to have another baby. Just around everything, the statistics of it, women having babies. I know black two women who black died women. Last year.
Yeah, black women.
You know,
yeah.
So I, that's enough. That's, I think that's my biggest fear, like, at the top of why I don't have another baby, just having it from my body and not being successful or dying. Like, I'm scared to, not to die, but just to leave my kids motherless. Like, I'm just like, no, I just had these babies. Now my husband got to take care of a baby and our other kids.
Yeah.
I'm scared of that. Like, do I absolutely want another baby? I would love to have another baby if it was just the perfect world, right? Mm-hmm. But I don't want to have to go through that. And I hated being pregnant.
Pregnancy, would you be open to surrogacy?
Maybe not. Nah, because, you know, I don't know people juju. You might get a bitch that got to give you cute kids and the kids fucked up. They bloodline retarded. I don't know. No, that's a bad word to say. They bloodline. And I don't mean it retarded like slow. I mean like people is dysfunctional in their family.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't want to
But isn't that. It, wouldn't it be like your egg already? So it would be your gene.
I know, but still their blood would be like my baby. Their spirit. Yeah. All they,
carrying a baby is definitely alive. Very it's spiritual. It's very spiritual. Yeah. So that's why. Shout out to the women that want to be surrogates, because
I would be my best friend surrogate.
I would definitely. Mm-hmm. And I thought about giving my eggs away, too.
I was thinking about giving my eggs, but that girl, I was broke when I was researching how to make
that shit
money.
Is the money.
Yeah. $1,000. Yes, girl. Like, and you can give it twice a year, and I think you can get up to $20,000 a year doing that.
Yeah.
Giving your eggs
I thought about it, yeah. It's definitely, it's a lot of stuff you got to do to eat.
I went through the whole process. So you have to, first you have to go get tested, like all these different tests done. Then they have to test your uterus, like to see, like, I don't know what it is. They have to, like, it's a lot of stuff that you have to do. You have to pay that up front. They will reimburse you. But you have to go through months of that. So it takes about 4 months total for them to extract your eggs and do stuff. But they're just testing your body before that to see if you even have viable enough eggs. Like, it's a lot to do. And at that point, I'm like, I ain't got $500. I'm broke. I'm coming to y'all, niggas. I need some money. I'm trying to pay for these visits.
Yeah,
exactly. I thought about it at first, but I'm down to one over, child. Leave my shit alone.
Damn, really?
Leave it alone. Yes. So
that's a thing. That is a thing. I know so many people who have had ectopic pregnancies.
That's what happened to me.
And you had to go get your
And that was the time I found out that the plan B doesn't work if you're ovulating. Mm-hmm. So that's what happened to me. I had an ectopic pregnancy and I had to have like emergency surgery. I almost died twice and shit. It was very traumatic. So that's why I'm like, look.
But funny fact,
when you get one, when you down to one ovary, you're more fertile.
Really?
If you had two.
Damn.
And that's how people have multiples and shit. Because I guess this ovary is trying to make up for the lack of the... But everybody's
got
told me
going
that.
On down there, baby.
My grandma, she told me that's when she got pregnant with the twins. My dad is a twin. She got pregnant with the twins after she had her ovary removed. And he told her, if my gynecologist, after he did the surgery, he was like, look, you only have one ovary. Do you want some? Please get on some birth control. Because if you get pregnant now, you walking on thin ice in this world.
You might have multiple.
Damn.
I'm going to tell y'all now, as a mom, as a multiple, I don't want another set of twins. I am so afraid to get pregnant and the doctor be like, you're having twins. I'm going to faint.
For real. I know their family was four sets of twins.
Really? My family.
No, that's. I know people.
I have tons of my family.
I know. I wouldn't be surprised if I. The thing is, it's a 50-50. Yeah, it might be a 75-25.
Because
I already had. They identical. I almost had triplets.
You have identical twins?
Yes. I have identical twins. I almost have triplets. So I couldn't imagine having. That's why I'm so afraid. It's so much stuff for me to get pregnant again. Oh, that's my last home. It's the sun. But I hate to say the perfect man, but he gotta be the nigga. He gotta be that nigga in the perfect situation for me to be like, let's have a baby.
And I thought, even if it don't work out, say if the relationship don't work out, if you just got a bomb ass daddy.
Like, yes.
I feel like you don't know who someone is until you actually have a baby.
You don't know. That's the problem. You don't know.
Well, that's because y'all not talking, because that's a good point. You don't know somebody's parenting style. I thought like that is a really big
Yeah, fight. Parenting style
parenting
is definitely.
Parenting style is so real. Like, I am not a spanking parent. I don't really spank my kids. Now, have they gotten a spanking from me? Yeah, of course. But I'm not that parent that's going to whoop their ass. My husband will tear their ass up and I'm just sitting like, ooh. Don't beat them babies.
See,
like,
I
like
stop.
That. Yeah. I do not like that.
But dad doesn't whoop him.
Really?
He tear his ass up.
I tell him the disciplinary. He called me and be like, bro, Carter's not listening. Who's a parent here?
See, that's my kid. My friends.
Yeah, that's not me either. I literally call Pebbles. When I'm having issues with the twins, can you talk to them?
It gotta be.
I tell the twins. They do. Like, I'm a good cop.
I'm a shoulder bad cop.
Well, let me call your ass with the twins.
I'm gonna take the stable around this bitch. Okay. I'm hitting a nigga. What
if
you
ain't that nigga? Let me call you then. Because my kids, they be off the goddamn job. My son, like, it's so much. So my youngest son, he don't give a fuck. Everybody know that. Like, my cousins and them, like, he don't give. It's no fucks given. Like,
everybody say that about your second child. They say the second one is the one. They say the first one is usually easy. So that's, and that's why I'm scared that
no, my first one, they lie, because Carter is off the chain.
That's because you only got one, and it's only one for a while. But if you got a second baby, it might, if you might see, that'd be the difference. I think it's in the reverse. Your first child off the chain, that second child be like
a little more sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how it was.
My first child was easy. I'm the second child, but I'm good.
Man, I'm scared, y'all. I'm scared. Let me see. I saved that plan B. This the $11 plan B.
Oh yeah, I'm definitely kids. Cause I went to Walmart today and I did not know that they lock up all the plan B. Mind y'all, I was actually going to buy some condoms. I'm like, let me be very productive and buy me some condoms. I went there and seen the thing locked up. I was like, why do y'all lock up condoms? Birth, you know what I'm saying, plan B pills. I get it that people steal it, but I just like.
You gotta think, some people may look at it like an embarrassment issue.
Yeah, I was sure for sure.
If you think about like the 16-year-old, shit, they 14, 13 years old. They is. Fucking just raw. Just like, STDs are not real. So,
yes.
These young girls are getting pregnant, and it's like, well, not pregnant. They have allowing a young man to nut in them. I need a plan B.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm definitely supportive.
Cause my thing is, y'all lock the shit up in places like that, which just be real. Usually low income families.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking.
And y'all want to take away our ability to protect ourselves, but then you also trying to abolish abortion.
Right.
But then you also want to talk about us if we own a system living on welfare and shit. Mm-hmm. But then you also, you know what I'm saying?
But so you want to adopt these niggas? You want to adopt these kids? Like I know this is crazy. I'm in this mom group on Facebook. I've been in this mom group for like 10 years. And they were talking about, like, this lady had killed her babies. And I'm just like, anybody, if you ever feeling, like, depressed, you don't want them kids no more, drop your kids off to me. Like, I swear to God, it'll be nothing said. We can figure out what we can do with your kids. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that shit real.
There's so many safe places now, too.
It is so many. But people just don't be knowing. They just, like, don't know what to do. But I be thinking, like, the parent that is just overwhelmed. Like, being a parent, people, especially people who don't have kids, really don't realize how overwhelming kids are. And I would never hurt my kids, right? But it's just, like, in the grand scheme of things, you don't have no money. You are frustrated because these kids are acting up. You don't know how to control them. You don't have a support system. You don't have nobody really to help you. And then you got these children. And it's like, you know what? The best thing I can do for us, I go to jail. They did. You know what I'm saying? Move forward. And I'm assuming that's what their thought process is. But it's just be like, that shit hard. Being a parent is one of the most. You don't get rewarded. You have to do this job. It is your job.
It's a lot of sacrifices.
It's so many different sacrifices. And we made it. Yes, we did make it.
We made the choice.
They be writing books about how to be a parent. Bitch, take that book off the shelf. That shit is not real. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's really no blueprint.
Parenthood is all about experience. That's why they say, like, a lot. You having your second child might be totally different than you having your first child. First off, from the age that you have your second child, how established you are when you have your next child. The type of person you are, because you evolve over years.
Yeah.
So I just think to myself, like, I had the twins at 23. I say my cutoff age to have another child is 32. But I'll be 29 in February. If I'm not pregnant between the age of 31 and 32, I'm just not having no more kids.
Same.
That's just how I am. Like, I'm not pregnant. I'm okay if the twins are the only children I ever have in my life.
But you got two.
I got two. Yeah, it's like, and I will grow up and be fine as fuck.
Yeah.
So going back to the same what Raven said about the not being just there, I don't think a lot of women are actually ready. So
oh, no.
When you go to that pool, you ask yourself that question, like, should I take this plan B? If you have to question it, the answer is fucking yes.
Right. Yeah.
I say take the plan B.
I say, like, if
always.
You're off the top, if you do not have a support system,
take the plan B.
Take the goddamn plan B.
You know what? I'm sorry. Finish.
No, because I just look at, like, my mom. I can say my mom going to fucking Cancun tomorrow. She's like, all right, cool. I'll watch Carter. That's support to me. Mom, I want to pick up an extra shift at work. I need to work tonight. That's support to
me. That's
a lot
too.
Of people don't have that.
Some people don't have that.
Yeah. They don't trust that. And that'd be crazy when I think about. I can call my friends right now. My kids have a goddad. He live here. And that's one of my brothers, but I don't see him all the time. But I'll call him today. I'll be going out of town. I'm dropping the boys off. Cool. Mm-hmm. You know, like, people don't even have them relationships.
A lot of people can't drop their kids off to nobody.
Exactly. Well, they have trust issues. Yeah. I know, like, my kids are, like, with my friends. Like, if I say, hey, Nay, I need you to watch Carter for 5 months. Bring it up.
Or just like the financial support, because my friends actually give me money for the twins. To be honest, my friends legit, I got a friend that just cash at me a couple dollars, like, hey, I'm just sending this for the twins. Like, some people don't even have the financial support, and I can legit say if I needed anything from my best friend, I call the twins' mom at, or my ex-girlfriend, each one of them is running. They give me money, whatever it is, they gonna do it.
See, I'm that friend. Like, my other friend, she has twins. I sent her gifts for Christmas. My other best friend, and she has two kids. I am that friend. I feel like everybody should, their kids should feel that way. But I also am in my friends' kids' lives. So
yeah, exactly. They know you, yeah.
So I would want them to feel that way. But my friends really don't do that. They'll do for me 100%, but I feel like they know my kids have everything that they need. Mm-hmm. And granted, like, you know, they may do something out the blue, but for the most part, they give me the stuff, like give me money, or they'll send me something, just like, you know, here's something for you.
Shout out to the friends that be doing that. Like, yeah. I feel like that's why I say it's relationships. Important. It's very important. Your friend, village. Your village, because your kids' village is your village at the end of the day. So, like, that's why I say a lot of times, like, my friends is legit my soulmate. They know my love languages. They know my kids. Mm-hmm. They're around my kids. If I needed something, even if I don't really need something, they just gonna send it over or do whatever. So I definitely said that, but I'm always for Plan B, and I'm always for abortion. I'm never not against neither one.
Yeah,
neither one.
Choose what's best for you. I don't care. If that's what's best for you, that's what's best for you.
Some niggas with good sex
will make you feel like
terrible. They'll make you be like, God damn, he's better than me, but I know you an ain't shit person.
I'm just going to go ahead and let you know what I mean.
Let me take this Plan B.
Listen, okay? Because I told my son daddy, I was like, I just think it was selfish as hell of you to get me pregnant knowing you ain't got no babysitters. Mm-hmm. You don't have no babysitters. Whenever I have to do something, I have to figure it out. And my family, like my mama, she's still out here. She living her best. Mm-hmm. Like mama young. My daddy worked 24/7. He got a whole bunch of kids. Mm-hmm. My grandmama, she raised me. So she like, I hope you don't think that I'm going to be raising your kids. She told me that out of her mouth. Mm-hmm. So it's like anybody I find to watch him, if it's last minute, I'm either going to have to pay. If it's real last minute, I'm going to have to pay extra. Or a lot of times I just can't find nobody. So I end up having you know what I'm saying? So I think I kind of associate motherhood a lot of times with being trapped. Feeling trapped and feeling... Mm-hmm. And feeling like restricted, like I can't be my full self because your ass, you know what I'm saying? And I was watching a video, another podcast where they said, if you don't sometimes look at your kids and be like, why the hell did I do this? You're not around them enough. Because twice a week, I'd be like, how are you real? Like, this, you real and you mine and I can't get rid of you. You mine forever. Seriously. Like,
girl, I had a breakdown, told my kids I'm leaving. God, and I was in the garage, in the carport crying. Just because I was like, them niggas ungrateful. Like, and it wasn't really nothing that they did. Like, I was cooking dinner. And I feel like I don't force my kids to eat, but it's like when it comes to vegetables, I need you to eat them. I need you to be strong. I need you to have some fiber in your diet. You know what I'm saying? And they'd be like, oh, I don't want it. But I know I'm a good cook. Like, my husband, like, this food good. My kids generally rave about it. But many times my kids be like, I don't want this, and just crying and shit. I'm like, it's kids in Africa. It's kids who are homeless, who ain't got shit. And my kid, like, and I'll be so mad. I'll just go sit in the car, be crying, just mad as fuck. I'm like, these niggas are so ungrateful. They got me cooking their ass. They get up and leave their shit at the table. Throw your goddamn plate in the sink.
That's how it be. You done held in shit and the shit pile. It be the smallest thing. Like, and you gonna leave your shoe on my living room floor?
Yeah.
That's the final
straw.
That's really
how it be when you done clean up the entire house.
And this nigga come in and be... You seen that TikTok that lays, like, my kids get a house. I swear to God, everything I love, my kids get a house, I get a bitch, whoever. I'm gonna show my ass.
I'm gonna get my lick back.
Yeah. Oh, fam.
Because it makes you just question everything. It's like, this shit right here, I could just push your head through that goddamn wall. Mm-hmm. But you really just have no regards for my table. It's no love, got finger fries fucking everywhere, too. Sweet and sour sauce everywhere.
And a
Man, I just found a new autograph of my child on his wall in his room yesterday. He's
my
gone.
My
I'm
kid
like,
be drawing fucking Spider-Man.
Girl, my husband's degree. He wrote his name on that motherfucker. He couldn't even be like, it wasn't me. He wrote Carter on the bottom of that shit, and my husband was so fucking mad. But that's his college degree. I'm like, Carter, now you fucked up with that. I was like, why don't you do that? Like, you didn't have no other paper. He was like, I'm just sitting there. I said, I wanted to know what the fuck possessed you to do that shit.
Girl, you know what? I heard somebody tell me that it was like raising a boy. My great grandma, she had 7 children. And she said, you have not raised a child until you raise the boy. She said, because little girls, you can usually tell them. And they be like, oh, okay. If they not too wild, yeah, they'll learn. Yeah. They said, but a little boy, they literally just want to do shit.
Yeah.
And it's just, I didn't say that. Do it. And if you ask most women, most little girls, like, you ask them why they did this, they'll tell you why. What motivated them.
Yeah.
And a little boy just be like, I just wanted, because I wanted to. My child literally tell me, because I wanted to, mama.
Yeah, Carter be on this shit, too. I be.
My son had a blender in his room. I was cleaning up his room. Why the hell he had my blender under his bed? I said, what is wrong with you? Like, is you crazy? He just be having shit. Girl had tape in there, had a lighter. I'm like, how did you even find this? He's like, I don't know, it's in your room. Like, stop playing in my goddamn room. Get out. Don't come in my room.
I used to think my mama was doing the most, like, keeping her door locked. But now I see, even if I'm in the house, my door be locked as hell. Because my child just go in my bed watching TV. The same shit he can do in his room. He said, mama, with your room so pretty.
The twins would definitely be in my room a lot. They do that shit all the time.
One time, girl, I forgot to put my rolls up. That motherfucker was throwing it. Give me that shit! I said, if you put this on your mouth? He's like, no, why would I? Oh, like, okay, God. Give me my goddamn, stay the fuck out of my room. Stay the fuck out of my room. I'm like, no. No!
If y'all can see me right now,
at the top of the closet or something.
Girl, like, no, I closed my door. Girl, I think we were just in the bed after the moment we went to sleep, and I just forgot it was there. But they get in my room watching TV.
Kids definitely be on that shit.
Meddling.
They definitely.
Girl, but it don't even matter if I put that shit on the top of the closet. I can come in my room, and I know my kids been in there. I'm like, so why the hell was you under the sink? What was down there? But
my child had started climbing. He had pulled a chair in the kitchen, climbed up on the counter, opened the top counter, got some snacks out, and he was in his room eating.
It's always the goddamn snacks. Like, because Carter, I put the snacks on top of the refrigerator, y'all. I came in. I was asleep. Carter, stay up. You can stay up a little bit longer, whatever.
I definitely go to sleep on my kids.
I do go to sleep. Carter had put the dining room chair and his stool on top of the dining room chair.
Dangerous as fuck.
That morning I woke up, I was pissed off.
I woke his ass up out of sleep.
Let's just acknowledge the core strength he has to not have tipped that thing off.
I'm like, dang. First off, that's that easy.
If you climbed up there, you'll bust your ass. I've been thinking,
he got the dining room chair and put a little bitty ass stool, y'all. You know, the kid's stool for the cabin stool.
I can't might be related. That might be the same kind of slow.
Mm-hmm. That's dope.
Yeah.
But I want to thank you, Raven, for coming on the show. Did you enjoy yourself?
I had a great time.
Did you? Okay. Yes. We loved you. You were very, definitely funny.
Thank you.
So where can we find you out? Where can we find you on social media?
Okay, let me look this up because I really don't remember
No, but that's I feel like you really appreciate it.
Like,
you really appreciated us saying you were funny. You look so sincere. You were like, thank you.
No, you really are funny. I'm like, Ashley, you're pretty funny. I can't wait to tell people, though. Like, she's really funny. I thought I was funny.
Girl, this is just me naturally. I'm a fucking idiot. Okay. You can find me at I don't have to spell this out. That's so Ray. THATSSORAEEE. 3 E's. I don't know what the hell I was doing when I made this name. This is so old, but
you probably had to do all of that because it was probably two other people that name was That's So Raven.
That's what I wanted. Yeah, it was a That's So. Y'all, they got this girl that was That's So Raven, and she was thick as fuck. I'm like, damn, that's she. You could have the name, bitch. She was fine on Instagram, okay? But no, that just wasn't for me.
And you can follow us on Mommy's R Us Pod. You can find me on Taste My Champagne.
Just Miss Jazz.
Fly Mama Mia.
And thank you for listening to me.